Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, she's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. It is Free for All Friday, so let's cut to the chase and get straight to the show. It's Free for All Friday, and this you must know. Your voice will be heard across the heart of this land. Your opinion is important, and I think you're just grand. It's Free for All Friday. Your calls are all welcome. We'll talk about almost anything. We deny very seldom. So get your coffee ready. It's the brew that is true. Let's get on with the show. This day is for you. 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. And Daniel Turner will be joining us in the second part of the show here in the second segment. I had this, I've been saving this for a week. It's a wonder I didn't lose it. Actually, I think I did lose it once or twice, but I found it again because I throw papers everywhere. They just get stacked. My mentor taught me very well. This was, came in an email from somebody, and it said the December calendar for 2018. And since we're on the last day of November, I thought, well, we'll just share this today. It says, and I'm just taking their word for it. I didn't look to double check them. That this will be the only time you will see this phenomenon in your life. Well, if that's true, how come they already have a name for it? I don't know. Okay. But the month of December this year will have 5 Saturdays, 5 Sundays, and 5 Mondays. In other words, you get 5 weekends. 5 weekends. It's only going to happen, it says. It only happens every 823 years. So I guess it did happen. It's just not going to happen again in your lifetime. I don't know. I might live to be 823. I don't know. But the Chinese call this a bag full of money. So apparently great things are supposed to happen in December because you get 5 weekends. I don't know. Anyway, I thought it was interesting. And if any of you ever heard of anything like that before, you just let me know. Bag of money is what it's called when you have 5 Sundays, 5 Saturdays, 5 Mondays. I had a little something that I wanted to bring with you, and it's too long to read it now, so I'm going to read it in the last part of the show. But it's a story about the legacy. Now, it's about an apron. A grandmother gives her granddaughter an apron. Now, my mother always wore an apron, and I didn't think anything of it, but one of my cousins, they called Mom, her name was Miriam, and they called her Aunt Mimi. For some reason, she was called Aunt Mimi. They knew which one was Aunt Mimi because Aunt Mimi always had an apron on. And the aprons Mom wore weren't the bibbed aprons. They was just around your waist aprons. I wear an apron, but I wear the bib apron because I'm probably messier than my mother was. But I wear the bib apron, so I wear an apron when I cook, when I'm really into it. And so I have, kind of collected and saved aprons. And, so the poem that I'll bring to you later in the show called The Legacy is about an apron. But some of the topics we're going to talk about today, I want you to think about your legacy. Yesterday and the day before, I think I've been calling you to action. I've been calling you to action for 7.5 years. December 28th, it'll be 2,000 shows that I have been calling you to action. And I believe with all my heart that we're on the last, this is our last chance to bring America back home. I really believe that. If you want a true republic, a true independent government where you, we the people, are the ones in charge, then you better start taking charge. You better take your action seriously. I think I challenged you yesterday to get riled up. Not shooting riled up, but doing. Get up and do something. What have you done to plant the tree of liberty or prune that tree of liberty. We've talked about the old Greek saying, you know, where society it grows great when old men plant trees whose shade they will never sit under. Our founding fathers did that. And now we're talking about them as being old, white, privileged guys. I don't believe that's true. And I shared with you last week, it was a type of legacy. I mean, we have had some really poor times in this nation. Poor as in monetary poor. Poor as in when we had the Dust Bowl going. Poor as in when people were hungry. They would do anything, including sell their urine to buy food. Poor. But survivors. That's what Americans are known for. Survivor. Being a survivor. I listened to a lady last night. I don't agree with everything in her lifestyle, but she said, somebody asked her about, is it too late? She says, no. Americans have what it takes. She says, we will survive. And I just rallied her. I thought, yay. But do we? Do we have what it takes to survive individually? I think most of us are stubborn enough. And, you know, it's a miracle that CSC Talk Radio is still here. It's a miracle. And you've helped make that miracle. And our Heavenly Father has helped make that miracle. Every time I think, well, I need to just shut the doors and give it up. Something happens to keep it going. I haven't made a profit. That's been pretty stressful at home. But I think it's so important that you have a voice. Do you think it's important that you have a voice? What is the legacy you're going to leave for your children, your grandchildren, and your great-grandchildren? Now, family, you know, sometimes family's the last ones that are going to listen to you. My kids don't. I've got a couple of them that'll listen to the show once in a while, but they're busy with their jobs and they don't tune it in all the time and can't when they're on their job. But my grandson, do you remember when I read the story of his great-grandfather written by his cousin, Katie? He texted me that afternoon and said he was so proud to be a part of a family that had such a legacy of patriotism. Talking about his grandfathers, his great-grandfathers particularly, that fought in World War II. And he had his uncle, who was in the Army here recently, and his great-uncle, who is a Marine from Vietnam era. So what is the legacy that you will leave? And I think particularly ladies, you're taking a lot of heat lately about not being able to make up your own mind. If you like President Donald Trump or even think about liking President Donald Trump, then you're just not listening to what's correct. You're listening to some husband who's not correct. I mean, they really hate the men out there. I don't believe that's true. I believe in you. And I think, maybe I'm wrong. So if you're out there and you're a suburban mom and you're kind of wavering one way or the other, I want you to give me a call at 877-895-5410 because I think I can maybe help you, not sway you, but help you think through it all. Because you're being told one thing on the left, on the mainstream media, and you're not able to listen or you're not sure what to believe on the other side with Fox News, I think maybe I can help you sort it out. Maybe I can. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Your legacy is important for your children, your grandchildren, and your great-grandchildren. What will that be? When we return, we will have Daniel Turner joining us. We're going to talk about energy. You're going to need the energy to bring in your legacy and to bring America home. 877-895-5410, and we will be right back. Invest in a good night's sleep for you and your family. Families need to save money and be practical. A good night's sleep is first in helping you and your loved ones build your immune systems and strengthen your brain to be alert during your day. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the four-pack special. Enter promo code BethAnn. You'll receive 2 MyPillow premium pillows as well as 2 go-anywhere pillows for half off. Or call 1-800-978-6168. Be sure to use the promo code BethAnn. Your family, your friends, our nation is worth the investment of a good night's sleep. Machine washable, 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. MyPillow made for you. Bring America home with a good night's sleep. MyPillow made in the USA. MyPillow.com, promo code BethAnn. Bring America home with a good night's sleep. MyPillow, made in the USA. You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you. Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. And we have returned to listening to CSU Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and as I promised, Daniel is with us. He's joining us in this segment of the show. Daniel, how are you doing?
Beth Ann, I'm great. Thanks for having me on, and I love your opening monologue.
Oh, well, thank you. You're going to have to hang around or keep it tuned in or something to hear the poem about the legacy. It's about an apron, and it's rather lengthy, but it kind of talks about the legacy of a family and of Americans, you know. Just it's really cool. But
I'll be sure to tune in because it reminded me of my mom, who always wears an apron, always, just on Thanksgiving, you know, and even when she sits down to dinner, she still has the apron on. It's part of her identity.
I usually take it off before I sit down to eat, but I do have an apron all the time, and especially if I'm into the cooking. I mean, you know, you're going to get it slopped all over you anyway. So, there's an old John Wayne movie, and I can't remember which one it was. But he kept going up to his mother and untying her apron, and she was just getting aggravated at him. He was always teasing his mom and untying the apron, and my brother decided to do that to my mother, and she was a little thing, and I do the same thing, and so she'd bring their apron around and tie it in the front. Anyway, it's just kind of fun. And I'm glad you had a good Thanksgiving. I want to ask you, did you win the Constitution game? Did you win when you sat down and played with your family? Or did you get to play?
I did not.
You didn't win?
And I did not win. I lost to my dad.
Well, that you could. Yeah, that's a good person to lose to, though.
we will have a rematch at Christmas, I guarantee you.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. That's pretty cool. Well, I'm not sure which direction you want to go tonight, today, but I was listening to President Barack Obama this week when he was taking credit for, he said that to the oil industry, that the energy, the biggest oil producers happened. I mean, they produced more when he was president. And I didn't know if you heard that. He was taking credit for that. He said, everybody's talking about it now, but when I was president, we produced more. And I thought I'd give you a little chance to mention on what really took place about that time.
Well, what they say about great minds is true, because not only did I want to talk about that exact issue, but your opening monologue was a great intro, because you talked about legacy and the legacy of, you mentioned our founding fathers, but the legacy that every president leaves for the nation, and what will come after their term is done. And I thought, and I don't want to be a negative Nancy, I really don't, but I listened to him make those remarks about how he is responsible for the great oil and gas renaissance in America. And then he asked the audience, and you can all say thank you. And I thought, you smug and arrogant and aloof. And I was so angry, because everything he did as president was to punish the energy industry in terms of regulatory policy, his clean air plan, what his EPA did to the industry, the lawsuits against the industry. And despite his best efforts, America chugged on and America didn't get destroyed.
He did tell the truth. It did happen during his administration, but it was the private producer.
It did. And it's just amazing to hear him claim that he somehow did something to America, that somehow he is responsible for the renaissance of oil and gas. And at the same time, President Trump is not responsible
for
the renaissance in oil and gas.
It's
the men and women who work in this industry and the entrepreneurship and the so many people are doing so many jobs, figuring out where it is, how to extract it, how to be good stewards of the earth. And they're the ones who deserve a huge thank you. It's that unseen, unknown person who, as you on your show point out so well, they produce our food, they fight our wars, they produce our energy, and they're unknown people in rural America, and they're the ones who deserve the thank you, not Barack Obama.
And they jump through the hoops. The American people will jump through these hoops, you know, looking for a better way, looking for another way. They've got to fight. You know, you've seen ball games before when they say they got to beat the team and they've got to beat the officials. Well, that's kind of the way it is. We've got to beat these odds that are against us so much of the time. And we also have to beat the government, the bureaucracy, because they just keep piling stuff on them. But it was the private industry, and perhaps because of what President Barack Obama's bureaucracy was doing with their mandates and regulations, piling them up and piling them up on. Maybe it was because of that that these entrepreneurs decided to find another way and produce from the private sector. And so maybe we could give you credit for that anyway.
Exactly. He made the conditions so difficult. I guess in that sense, you can also thank the cigarettes for giving doctors who do lung cancer treatments new ways to find ways to treat it. So in that sense, we can thank the president. But you're right. It is a revolution. And fracking has been around, as you remember from our fracking show, fracking's been around for 80, 90 years. What really revolutionized in the last 10 was the ability to drill horizontally. That's kind of a new phenomenon. It's easy to drill down, but to drill across is a new invention. And look at what it's led to. What I find fascinating in this industry, and your listeners will, is you go back to some of those dire predictions of the 70s when people said we will run out of oil and gas and that's why we need to stop. If anything, we seem to be discovering more and more of it. We have more oil now than we did in the 70s, and we are using per capita less because of efficiency. These are great things to celebrate, and yet there are still people like Barack Obama and his cronies who just go out of their way to vilify this industry. And I'm glad that my organization is fighting to give it the respect it deserves.
Well, you know, yes, I am too. We need you there, and I'm so glad that you are there. But it is the energy sector that needs to be fought, And there's so many other segments in this nation that are just, we're just being bombarded with these regulations and mandates from the bureaucracy. And I think President Trump's group is trying. They're trying to fix it. But it's just difficult. It's just a huge daunting task.
He mentioned canceling the subsidies to General Motors for electric vehicles in response to them closing plants in America. And as he pointed out, they're not closing plants in China or in Mexico. They're closing plants in America. And I applaud that decision because we shouldn't be subsidizing anything in America. We shouldn't be subsidizing one type of vehicle over another. And it's this nonsense that people who drive green energy cars thinking that somehow they are quote-unquote green when they're not. We've talked on your show before about how much coal is needed to forge the steel that makes the vehicles and the petrochemicals that make the plastics in the vehicles and the coal factories that power the electricity which these vehicles run on. So this idea that somehow we should fund guys like Tom Steyer who buy a $90,000 Chevy Volt at the taxpayer's expense, I hope he cancels those subsidies. It's un-American and it's bad for the economy.
You know, and I had pointed out earlier on this week on when that happened that GM has taken. They have taken from the American people, you know, when we bailed them out. But they're not willing to give back. And they're not willing to keep that loyalty going. And 15,000 people out of jobs here just before Christmas is pretty devastating.
Devastating. And that's also part of the legacy of Barack Obama, right, with some of these enormous bailouts during his administration, the way he punished the energy industry. And we can go into so many other aspects when it comes to foreign policy and the IRS and Fast and Furious and et cetera, et cetera. But he did leave a legacy, and it's going to take a while for the American people to undo some of the damage he did to this country, but especially in oil and gas.
In that same little talk that he had, he said, but they had no indictment.
Exactly.
We had none of that.
What a nonsense.
That's because you owned the FBI and you owned the DOJ. That's why you had no indictments. it's just crazy. But we are going to have a special show coming up on December the 7th. Actually, you're going to be with me next Tuesday.
Very excited about next Tuesday, and then I'm excited also for our special show. So two great things to look forward to.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, I don't know if I told you this or not, but on December 28th, CSC Talk Radio hits 2,000 shows. So I'm pretty excited about that.
That's fantastic.
I count every legacy. I count every milestone I can get. So anyway, we're looking forward on.
Your legacy will be great, Beth Ann. Your legacy will be great.
Thank you. I'll keep my apron, too. Daniel, thank you so much for being a part of us. We're excited about you coming back on Tuesday and spending the full hour with us. So hang in there. Have a great weekend. Thank you, Daniel.
Beth.
You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I want to talk about legacies. I'm going to share this poem about aprons. Now, I know you're probably rolling your eyes around, but I want you to listen to this poem about aprons and think about your ancestors and where you came from and what did this nation go through, the people in this nation go through to get to where we are today. 877-895-5410. We will be right back.
Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio. A Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty, Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide. From precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
Sustainable development or sustainable freedom? We cannot have both. Henry Lamb, the founder and executive president of Freedom 21, put together a unique booklet explaining Agenda 21 and the true agenda behind it. Learn the new language and what it means to you and your community. Agenda 21 is a UN project for America and across the globe. Freedom as we know it will end when Agenda 21 is implemented to us and on this land we call Free America. Control of land, rivers, food, roads, highways. Rewilding America. Agenda 21 rules and regulations will end private land ownership as well as private land use. Read and study this booklet to learn why smart growth is anything but smart. Henry doesn't just tell us the bad stuff. He has a plan for fighting and stopping the takedown of America. Order now. Send $750 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. It's sustainable freedom for me. Send $750 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive, but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7, or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20, or a wristband for $5, with two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Now, this is coming from a book that I've had for a long time. It's called Leaning Into the Wind, and it's a book of poems and stories by women. And women are taking an awful lot of heat these days in politics. They're either being told that they're deplorable or they're just enslaved. If they voted for President Donald Trump, then they're not thinking for themselves, which is insulting. As my sons and my husband would tell you, I don't always listen to them. In fact, I've got a broken shoulder right now because I didn't listen when he said it's slick out there. I said, no, it's not. There I went. But this is a poem about the legacy. Now, I shared a little bit, and I know we have shared poems about aprons before, but this is just a little bit different. Whether you're a male or a female, it's going to take you back. It's by Gwen Peterson, and it's called The Legacy. My grandmother gave me a gift today. Now, I expected socks. Instead, an apron, clean but worn, was folded in the box. I know that women used to wear aprons to the floor, shapeless garments of muslin cloth. Who wears them anymore? My grandmother does. My grandmother doesn't know, I thought, the modern ways of things, that wearing aprons and serving others is what enslavement means. When grandmother gently chided me, politely I said I'd listen. And as she spoke of the threadbare garment, I began to see her vision. Rest your hand upon the apron, my grandmother said to me. Listen to the women who came before, women from history. My fingers touched the roughened cloth. I felt my spirit hasten, as if the souls of those long dead were speaking through the apron. I caught a glimpse of times before, and I walked in ghostly shoes. I fancied I was a frontier woman. I wondered, would life I lose? I held a baby as I marched beside a covered wagon, and I was tired of the way was endless. My weary steps dragged on. Then howling warriors swept upon me, shooting from every side. I ran till I thought my heart would burst. There was no place to hide. I slung the child, apron wrapped, not knowing where she fell. The babe survived, and I am her kin. Her name, like mine, was Nell. Again I touched the worn old cloth and became a prairie bride. New settled in a soddy hut, at night sometimes I cried. For fuel I learned to follow bison and picked up chips of dung. I heaped them high in my muslin apron and fetched till my arms grew numb. I carried thick dark bricks of sod enfolded in my apron, and learned to value prairie beauty, as homeward I would hasten. Once more I stroked the muslin threads, and became a farmer's wife. A skidding axe sliced through his leg, blood poured away his life. A tourniquet, the flow I tore, a strip of my apron's hem. Then harnessed the team and raced for town. Death was foiled again. Smoothing the cloth of my grandmother's apron, I saw a farmhouse shelter. A toddler wandered close to geese. She chased them helter-skelter. Those flapping, honking, pecking demons gave the child a fright. But right and left I thrashed my apron and drove the birds to flight. Once more the vintage muslin apron made pictures in my mind. I was my grandmother in her youth. My life was the Spartan kind. When heifers broke the fence one day, my apron closed the gap. Till I could fix the fence with tools and chase them critters back. And I often sat by the back porch door and watch the children at play, while snapping beans or shelling peas in my aproned lap each day. Then my grandmother's apron showed me Western women when, at branding time or thrashing season, they cooked for hungry men. I saw them in their kitchens, roasting, baking, heating, then folding hands across their aprons. They proudly watched men eating. Have some more. There's plenty here. Now, fellas, don't be shy. More coffee, Joe? Have some cake. Here's a piece of pie. This apron is my gift to you, my grandmother said to me. Woven with truth and women's power, it is your legacy. I reached across my grandmother's apron and I touched her gnarled hand and felt the souls of all the women whose courage forged this land. I thanked her softly for my present. In tears and filled with pride, I greeted the shadows of aproned women walking by my side. You know, we talk about the founding fathers, but we seldom think about the founding mothers, the women who stood by them, prodded them, kept them going, took care of family while they went to war. On and on through the legacy of this nation, men and women side by side. So women who voted for President Donald Trump, they didn't listen to their husbands necessarily. And women who voted for Hillary Clinton, they weren't listening to their husbands either. They make up their own minds. But my issue today is you're not being fed the correct information to make up your own mind. We've bought into a socialistic view of life in America. And when we do that, we're condemning our children, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren to a life of enslavement to big government, not we the people government. So the legacy of an apron, it may be a little sappy, but when you stop and think about the things that women have done in this nation, I mentioned yesterday, women are losing their rights. And the left is okay with that because they're so caught up in being fair to everyone that they're taking away the rights of others. And in that, I'm speaking of how long did women fight for their own sports, to be in their own sports? And now a transgender male who thinks he's female, he can't compete with the men, so he's going to compete with the women. And we've already had some of that going on, and they have beat the women in their own sports. It's not fair. So being fair to everyone isn't really the wise thing. That's not what equality is. But women, whether you're on the farm, whether you're in the city, whether you're a stay-at-home mom, you're a soccer mom in the suburbs. I don't know that you have to be in suburbs to be a soccer mom. I was a soccer mom. I was driving my kids back and forth all the time, either football games, football practices, marching band, choir practices, basketball practice, track, baseball, all of it. So I know where you're coming from. I mean, there were days I worked part-time for a little while before I went into work full-time. And there were days when I'd get home three or four times before I could get out of the car because somebody would run to the car, Mom, I got to be here at X amount of time, da-da-da-da-da, and we'd take off going again. So I can relate to the moms out there. And I want you to stop and think for yourself. I want you to read your Constitution. I want you to read some history of the women. And I want you to wear your apron. Wear your apron with pride. It's not just about keeping the grease from splattering on your good clothes, but it's about a way of life. Wear your apron with pride. Think for yourself. And use some common sense, because that's what we're lacking here. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. I hope you enjoyed that poem. We're going to come back. I'm going to talk about some other legacies that seem to be popping up around here, and that's Sanctuary City, but not the ones you think I might be talking about. This is a different kind of Sanctuary City. 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. And, I'm not wearing my apron today. Maybe I'll do that another day, and we will be right back. When I think of bringing America home, I think of family sitting around the table. As a young girl, it was my job to set the table. Setting the table meant tablecloth, plates, drinking glasses, and the flatware, which had to be placed correctly on the respective sides of the plates. Regardless of the time of year, sitting down at the table is an American thing to do. It's great family. Liberty Tabletop can help you set your table. They are the only flatware manufacturer in the United States of America, using high-quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel, all that and with competitive prices. When you order, use the promo code BethAnn to receive 10% off of your order. Visit LibertyTabletop.com or give them a call the old-fashioned American way, 844-386-2338. That's 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. Let's set the table and bring America home. I injured my neck in the late 1980s. My life changed with the pain and the spasms. Other than that, I was perfectly healthy, but pain kept me from resting. One doctor recommended an expensive pillow. It was cylinder-shaped. He told me I'd have to take the stuffing out because I was too small for it.
I tried that pillow, and it didn't work. Through the years, I tried other pillows, and they might work for a short time, and I ended up pitching them out of bed. In December, my husband bought a MyPillow for me. I was skeptical for obvious reasons. I'm still using the MyPillow. It's a record, and I'm sleeping better and waking up feeling better. It didn't heal the neck from the injury, but it calmed the spasms. I personally endorse MyPillow, but don't buy it off the rack. Call them at 1-800-978-6168 or visit their website, MyPillow.com. They have a different feel consistency to fit your sleep style, belly, back, or side. MyPillow is a sponsor of CSC Talk Radio, but you have to use the promo code BethAnn. With a 60-day guarantee, there's nothing to lose. MyPillow.com. Promo code BethAnn.
Are you proud to be an American? There should be pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand together and say, buy Made in the USA. CSC Talk Radio is partnering up with Made in America, Made in the USA companies, products that are made with love as well as years of experience. MyPillow, 800-978-6168. McCall's Candles, 800-396-0332. Liberty Tabletop, 844-386-2338. And there's more to come. Whether you contact them via the CSC website or by phone, you have to use the promo code BethAnn. Why buy American? Better quality products. Your money stays in the USA, and you're keeping Americans working. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com and click on the All American Market button. That's CSCTalkRadio.com, All American Market. Always use the promo code BethAnn.
CST Talk Radio has the best listeners in the world, and I appreciate every one of you. So when you tell me that you had trouble listening for whatever reason, it breaks my heart. As you know, I've been on a campaign to find and promote all American-made companies, and as fate would have it, one such company found me. Michael of Goodar Electronics contacted CST Talk Radio with an all-American-made product that will help my shortwave and AM and FM listeners. Designed for all environments, the DXL-1000 is a multi-band outdoor antenna. It's the world's first telescoping, tunable whip. Michael has been in business for over 30 years, manufacturing high-quality custom antenna models that cover a wide range of applications. His antennas are in use all over the world. Give Michael a call at 480-892-8207. That's 480-892-8207. Or visit GoDarUSA.com. Now, before we go to the phones, I've got a couple of people already holding on. Be patient with me because I wanted to mention this. There are some sanctuary cities or towns popping up around the nation, and what they are is they are popping up for the Second Amendment. And they're claiming sanctuary for the Second Amendment and ignoring some of the laws that are out there that go against the Second Amendment. Shall not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. And I thought that was interesting, and we won't go into that in depth right now, so we'll get to the phone lines. Tom tried to call yesterday. He was a little off topic, and so he's back today. Tom, how are you today from Michigan?
Hi. Can you hear me?
I can.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was going to call about this phenomenon where cities, municipalities give property tax breaks to the big businesses. Or most recent one I recall is Amazon. I think New York gave them a monster tax break. And the, you know, the idea is that it's going to be jobs and what have you. And yeah, I cringe every time I hear that because, I mean, it's property taxes are supposed to be uniform, and the 14th Amendment, basically says all laws have to be uniform. I have the exact words here. The equal protection of the laws, that won't be denied. So, I mean, when one state goes ahead and starts giving those property tax benefits, that affects people in other states. And I think that, that could be a federal lawsuit. If no state gave you know, property tax, in other words, bribes for the business to move into their municipality, then the businesses would have to be someplace and they'd be forced to pay their whole fair share. And, you know, I guess,
well,
you know, I mean, does that make sense?
Well, you know, they give these guys breaks to get them in there to get jobs. And then what happened, like with GM, they got all these tax breaks, they got all these kudos to keep going, and they decided to shut down here in America. They didn't shut down any of their foreign factories, just the ones here, when they could have just switched. But that's not what they're doing, and the president's not very happy with them, and he's not very happy with the Federal Reserve. He's not very happy with a lot of them. Seems like he's fighting everybody from every which way. I don't know the law, Neil, and I know that it varies from state to state when it's when we're talking about property taxes. And our next caller can go into depth. He has many times, and we don't have time for him to do that today, but he has talked about that before, about the property taxes and owning your property and getting the ownership of your property. So he's got something else he wants to talk about today, but we have talked about that in length before. So I just don't know. I don't have all the answers. I know that they vary from state to state. But, yeah, it doesn't seem fair, does it, especially when they don't stand with the states. They give them these breaks, and all of a sudden they decide to do something else, and they – go somewhere else, whether it's overseas or to a different state. So I get your point.
Well, there's that. And if you're not one of the people who gets the job, you know, you're not directly benefited by that company.
Well, you could say you're indirectly. I mean, whether you're involved in something else there, if people are staying there and they're employed, then they're spending their money there, and whether you're a retailer or something else, you know, you're still benefiting to some degree with it. But I understand part of what you're saying.
Yeah, you know, I just say, I would like to, you know, somehow it seems like the taxes have to be uniform, that, you know, in some manner, and that, you know, the 14th Amendment, you know, guarantees the equal protection of the laws. That mm-hmm. It seems like, you know, one state should be able to sue. If one state decided that, well, we're going to have these property taxes be uniform and nobody's going to get a break for, you know, if we want to have a business move here, well, we'll improve the roads or transportation or what have you.
Well, and we're getting a little too deep into this because I don't know. It varies from state to state. There are some states that don't have property taxes. So, you know, that's not uniform. If you're talking about it should be federally uniform, I mean, then we don't have any state sovereignty. We're just about out of time.
Well, if there's no tax, that's uniform on everybody.
Well, that would be if it was everybody that had no tax, but right now that's not the way it is.
So. No, but I mean it's uniform within their jurisdiction.
Okay.
It would be like if you say, well, everybody with green eyes has to pay a little bit more and pretend like that's uniform.
I'm okay with that because I have blue eyes. I'm just teasing. I've got to let you go, Tom. I've got another caller holding, and I've only got a couple of minutes left in the show. Appreciate your call. Neil from Missouri. Neil, how are you doing today?
Oh, doing all right. Trying to get my wood covered up for the rain tonight.
Yeah, we're going to have a little wet stuff, aren't we?
Yeah, and get my water buckets out so I can catch it.
Be careful now.
That's what I use for water, rainwater. So, but you started your show out with this thing, you know, what do we do to survive? Mm-hmm. And, you know, I got my first survival training in the Boy Scouts and got advanced survival training in the Air Force. So I've been teaching people for 40 years how to survive. And with the coming collapse, you better know how. You know, like if you're in a city, forget it. You know, the only people going to survive in the cities are the cannibals, and that's only until their neighbors run out.
Mm.
So, you know, but you need to get yourself out into the wilderness somewhere. You know, the Ozark Mountain Range in central United States is the best place in the U.S. to survive.
Be careful, Neil. We don't want them all here.
So, well, only the people smart enough to follow this advice are going to wind up here. And that's what we want. We want the smart people here. Let all the dummies move to the cities.
They don't like rural America, but they're going to wish they had rural America when all that hits the wall, aren't they?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, basically, the basics you need for survival is, first of all, you have to have air, which means you're going to have a gas mask, because there are going to be people out there that have access to to different forms of, you know, tear gas and what have you. So you need a gas mask. So you've got air to breathe. You're going to have water. And your best bet is to have a year-round spring where you're, you know, trying to survive. So you've got a source of water, preferably an underground spring in a cave, you know, like we have. So it's easy to defend. You're going to have food stockpiled in case there's, you know, periods of time when you can't, it's not safe to go outside your underground underground facility. And you're going to have guns and ammo to protect what you've got. Because it's there's a huge problem with the chaos that's coming.
And we are out of time, Neil. I'm sorry. We're just out of time. I appreciate the call. You're always so helpful with what we need to know and what we need to do. The lady that I was listening, she was saying, of course we'll survive. Our ancestors were the founding fathers, and they went through a revolutionary war, and they survived, and we can too. But I think we have a lot of snowflakes that are going to have a little trouble surviving because they always think somebody else is going to have to help them, and they're not willing to help themselves. You've been listening to CSC Talk Radio. I'm talking about legacy. I've been trying to call you to action. That's the only way we're going to turn this mess around. It's the only way we're going to change. It's the only way we're going to get rid of the, what do they call it, that deep state, clean out the swamp, is if you take action. You're the only one that can do it. President Donald Trump can't do it. A few people on his administration can't do it. You can do it. Only you. Put on that apron and bring America home.
Roger Simmermaker has compiled a wonderful book, My Company, Tis of Thee, listing 50 Patriot American companies for your convenience as a consumer. Part of bringing America home is supporting America by supporting American companies who have stayed steadfast and loyal to keeping their companies here and keeping Americans employed. Purchase your book today. My Company, Tis of Thee is a valuable tool. Only $15.95 will bring you to the resources of 50 patriotic American companies. 50 companies that every consumer should know about. Get your copy of My Company, Tis of Thee today. Send $15.95 to CSE Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or you can order online at csctalkradio.com. Reward these American patriotic companies with your business. My Company, Tis of Thee, just $15.95, so order today. At CSC Talk Radio, we salute these patriotic companies.
There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of 4 consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range Magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you home on the range.
Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience and gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.